KPFT. Thank you. This is 90.1 KPFT Houston.
There is a there's a special episode coming up, and I'm very excited about this. Okay, so earlier this month, Hank and our producer, Dave, were lucky enough to meet with Tanya and Stephanie of Inmate Voices. Inmate Voices is an organization from Switzerland that takes the writings and poems of American inmates and has musicians...
Death row inmates.
That's right, death row inmates. And has musicians put those words into music. Tanya and Stephanie were kind enough to stop by KPFT Studios while they were in Texas visiting the Polunsky unit.
You know, they've also got other artists. You know, they kind of post these things as they get them.
They post the inmates' writings.
And the inmates' stuff is online, and artists that are interested come to the site, and they actually...
They can kind of shop around, right?
Yeah, we've got it queued up now.
Oh, okay. All right, so Inmate Voices welcomes all new members, and I have their contact information, and I will give it at the end of the interview. Tanya and Stephanie are doing amazing work, and I encourage everyone to get into contact with them. They want to hear from you. So please stay tuned for Tanya and Stephanie of Inmate Voices.
All right, this is Hank from The Prison Show. I'm here with Tanya
And Stephanie,
and they're from Inmate Voices. These ladies are from Switzerland, and what they do is take poems from inmates and turn them into music, put them to music and turn them into songs. Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Is there a particular method that you guys use to go about doing this?
Yeah, actually what we do exactly is we ask inmates to write. It doesn't have to be poems, but it can be about anything. Just need to be natural and just write about something. And then we put it on our website, and composers about everywhere just read the text and choose and put it into music and do something. It can be any kind of music. And they put into a piece, and then we made a tour with the first set of songs, because we had a lot. And now we're doing the second tour, and we had a third one for next year. So it was going really well. So we start receiving a lot of text.
And you're one of the founders of Inmate Voices?
Yes, I'm one of the founders.
And Stephanie, you're a...
I'm actually working on all the transcriptions and translations.
Okay. Well, that's important.
Because all the texts are translated into French and English. German also, sorry.
Well, I don't speak French other than je suis en retard, which I'm late, you know, which is always the case. That's why I know that one.
The tour is, so we started with the French part of Switzerland. What we did is we asked another organization that I am part also of, and it's called LifeSpark, which is known. LifeSpark finds pen pals in Switzerland, and actually now in Germany and in France, for inmates on death row in the U.S. So
great work.
Yeah, and it was our 20th anniversary, and we wanted to do something big. And that's how one girl, Josephine, so one of the founders of Inmates Voice, she said, okay, I'm in a school of music, so I can do something artistic. And that's how we did Inmates Voice Choir. And we had 11 composers and so many texts, actually. But, yeah, we end up with kind of 10 songs. And we made some concerts first in the French part of Switzerland. And then now it was so good and people wanted to see it again. So now in 2015, we're going to go in the German part. And we're trying to have it in France and in Germany.
And here in the U.S. is coming up.
We hope so, but it's hard, you know, to export everything, but that's what we want to do. And we're trying to work with the people here. So, you know, we travel and we come here and we end up knowing a lot of people. So, you know, you say, okay, I bring your movie in Switzerland and you take our concert in the U.S. and you start to know people. And you know how it works now with the internet. We can know everybody.
So what kind of music is it? Is it contemporary music? Is it rock and roll? Is it?
Well, the first project, it was choir music. So that's basically was almost choir music. And we had 8 singers, 2 per voice. And we sing. They were singing. We sing it in church. We sing in movie theater. We sing everywhere. And the second one is Inmates Voice of Slam. So that's another type. And this one, the slam, is mostly done by the founder, Josephine, and with the letter of her pen pal, who is in Florida. His name is Roy. And what happened is that the beginning of all this is I was coming back from Texas after visiting, and I saw Josephine, and she was not at all into all this. And she was asking me what I was doing here. And I said, I was visiting a friend. And I started talking about this. Okay, I want a pen pal too. I want to write too to someone there. So she joined LifeSpark. And she had a pen pal in Florida. And when she received the letter, she thought that what he was sharing was too beautiful to be kept like that. I mean, it was really nice and everything. And so she said, okay, I'm going to do something with that. And that's how we started. And the second part, so Inmates Voice Slam, is basically with text from Roy.
Right.
So that's the second one. And now we are working on the third, which we don't know which way it's going to go, but it's basically we're working with a French artist, and that's she did some music with, it's more like kind of pop music. So it depends. We don't have any, and it doesn't have to be music. Inmate's Voice is basically promoting arts. Right. It can be anything. Mm.
So write whatever they want to write.
Whatever they want to write, whatever they want to do. It can be. We don't know. We didn't want to put it like really clear because it can be a painting anything. Thing. Mm. It can be anything. So anyone who has a good idea, just send it to us. And we're going to see if, okay, if the board wants it or not. And
so Inmate Voices sprang out of the Pen Pal program.
Yeah.
Is there a contact for the Pen Pal program? How would people get a hold of that?
Well, usually it's more like they speak to each other and they know about LifeSpark. LifeSpark, if you want to have a Pen Pal, you need to write to Claudia. Her name is Claudia, and she's... you can find her address actually on lifespark.org, and it's in Basel. I need to figure out the address exactly.
Okay, so
LifeSpark,
lifespark.org is the first contact point.
Yeah, that can be. If you need a pen pal, yes. If you want to send your text, actually you write it to Inmates Voice and to me.
And how do they, where do they write?
In Switzerland. It's, the address, it's a Chemin sous le Château.
All right.
Number
gonna,
7.
Otherwise, for the website.
You're going to need to spell that for me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, is there a website that they could go to?
There is a website, which is inmatesvoices.com. And to send it, the address is to Tanya. So that's my name. And the address is CH, then SOUS, then LE. And then CHATEAU. Thank you. Number 7. And then it's 1040 Saint Barthélemy, which is long name again. It's ST, then BARTHLEMY. And that's in Switzerland. Or you can ask people around
because. Is there
because
a zip code or anything at the end of it?
No, it was at the beginning.
Okay.
He was the 1040.
Okay, so you did the opposite direction. Okay.
Yeah, we do the other side. But actually, you can ask many people around, and we are on Facebook. You can find us. And usually when you ask, like in the visiting room, people knows.
Okay, so fellas, get your pen and paper. And at the end of the show, at the end of the interview, we'll have her repeat that so that you can get it down. All right, so we'll make sure that the inmates get that. That information. Now, so how many pen pals does the pen pal program have?
Oh my God,
a lot.
Now it has. We know that we have more than 300 pen pal ships set up, and I'm not in the board anymore. So actually, I don't know much about it. I'm just a member, but I spoke to the person last week, and she told me, like, there is a waiting list now. So when someone writes, he goes on the waiting list. Mm. And then when we find someone who wants to write, because, of course, we go everywhere and we advertise for LifeSpark too, because, mm-hmm. you know, all the organization needs to work together. So we advertise and, you know, someone say, okay, I love what you do. And then they say, okay, I want to write to one, sometimes two, three, four, some write to more.
It's a strong collaborative effort then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, so moving past the pen pals into the art, the artistic side of things, the guys write you poetry or spoken word, whatever it is that they feel strongly about and mm-hmm. they would like to have translated into art.
Yeah, and it's about anything. Someone wrote about his mom, the other can write about a rose. There were one about humility. Mm-hmm. Some write about their trial, about... It doesn't have to be mm-hmm. artistic. I mean, the point is having two side meet, you know, like having the inmates and artist meet, and that's it. It's mm-hmm. it's not a political, it's not a religious thing, it's not a profit organization. We don't make money out of all the music and everything. The only thing we do actually is when they send us the text, we kind of buy it. Like, we put it on the website, and when the artist likes the text and want to work with it, we pay a little something to the inmates, because we think that, you know, every work needs to be rewarded, but it's really, like, meaningful. It's just so they know that, okay.
But it's recognition.
Yeah. Yeah, and we pay something, and every time a text is chosen, so if you're good, I mean, you're going to get 10. I know I have one that's, it's already the third text that someone pick up, so...
All right, I'll just sell Shakespeare's. Get at it.
Yeah. okay. But it was a long time to have Texas. It started, and it was a long time until the word spread in Texas, here in the Podunsky. It's been quite slow. And then I had a few texts from Texas, and now I'm starting, to have a few. But it was long. We needed to...
Okay, so the core of it is the collaboration between the artist and the inmate. But now, with the tours, you're able to actually bring it out to people, and you've done that in Europe, and you're working on getting it here.
Yeah.
And that does bring, like, an educational and political and emotional aspect to listeners.
Yes.
So... Yeah.
We are able to touch... That's the good point of it, actually. And also, the concerts are free. That's also something in Switzerland. So it's really like we don't make money out of this. We actually don't know how we're going to be working, but, you know.
Well, this is America. People are not going to understand not making money out of
it. Yeah, I understand. But we do, like, we really want to educate people. So if you don't, what we do is that we say, okay, you can come to see the concert, and then you have, we have like a hat at the end, and people can put whatever they want. So people who just, you know, they can put, like, money if they want to. They can, you know, like... So we receive a little, but not much.
Like a tip jar. Yeah.
And that is helping us, you know, the promotion for the posters and stuff like that. But the thing is, what we see often is that, okay, inmates have time. And they draw. When they start drawing, they end up drawing really good. Mm-hmm. And they have time and they have something to say. And that's what we discover is that... You can imagine whatever you want, but those people have something to say, and it's not only what we see. It's also, we can see other sides, and that's what's
Society
good about it.
Society is locking up the behavior, but they're also locking up the positive aspects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it gives them a voice, and sometimes it makes them feel good. Actually, I'm starting to receive thank you letters, and you can see that really they like it. They like to just be part of the outside world again and do something. And actually, a lot of people like the tour and like the music and everything, and it gives access to all age, you know, because even I have small kids, and they have an opinion on it. They have an opinion on the tour, and they ask why, they ask everything, you know, why...
Why these guys are locked up.
They have an opinion, and it just helps us to open the discussion. And, you know, in Switzerland, like in Europe, we are enlightened about human rights at a young age. Mm-hmm. So for us, it sounds really wrong. All the death penalty sounds really wrong for us. And LifeSpark actually works with inmates in the U.S. only because of the language. Because we would love to work with death row all over the world, but most people speak English. But, you know, if you have to work with Japanese or Chinese, it's going to be really hard, you know. For
Google Translate.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work.
Chinese, I'm not sure.
Well, I want to ask you about your pen pal. He's here in Polanski?
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe I shouldn't ask. What, is he a first name?
Oh, his name is T-Rock. Okay. So it's Willie Tyron Trotty.
Okay. Actually, I've heard of T-Rock.
Yeah. You did? Good. Well, I'll say hi. Then.
Yeah.
I have to.
Hi, T-Rock, right?
We do, yeah.
Until he wrote something?
Yeah, he wrote. I had to write him like for weeks and tell him, write me something. And he did write something. And then actually an artist liked it and she put it in music. And that's why I contacted you, because I say, okay, I have him. It's important that at the end, if you want to finish the thing properly, they need to hear their work. Mm-hmm. And of course, well, here, it's not, most likely you can't have anything. So that's why we knew the prison show. So that's why I thought maybe I can ask.
It's not Stephanie's first time on the show. You were here before?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And what was the subject matter then?
No, it's just because I was here with French journalists. Uh-huh. And they came to interview Ray from the prison show. And actually, I ended up on the radio with Anthony Graves and mm-hmm. Kathy, I think, and Ray. So that was pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We have... You don't have to write in English, though. We have someone in Texas who wrote me in Spanish.
En español.
Sí. And one of the artists is Portuguese, and she speaks perfect Spanish, and she did something with the text. But it's work in progress yet, but... So the man will recognize. He knows that it's taken.
Do you have a number how many pieces have been taken up by artists in years?
Well, in years, we just started 2 years ago, and the company, the organization is born like a few months ago, really. Mm-hmm. But now we have something like, I have like 100 texts. And
wow.
Maybe now, well, in first Inmate's Voice, we had like 11 texts taken, 10, 11 texts, and now the second one, there is probably it's going to start, you know, they're going to be like 10. But there's a lot of work in progress everywhere. So
you think that probably by now maybe 20 or 30 have been used, and the other ones are in progress of being used?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do everything. Like, for one, we are doing a video, and...
So what's the name of your pen pal song?
Actually, he didn't put a title, so the girl, she called it I Believe.
I Believe.
I Believe.
Well, great.
Cool. Is there anything else you ladies would like to say before we wrap it up?
Yeah, if I can just say hi to Jeff again. I keep you in my heart and I think of you. Take care. That's it.
Well,
parting words.
A lot of words. Well, I'll say to T-Rock then, like, you know, hang in there and keep doing the way you're doing. It's good. And, you know, to all of you in the death row.
Yeah.
Like, keep your head high and...
You're not alone.
You're not. Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
Do you feel like mentioning his date? He has a date?
Yeah, he has a date. His date is September 10.
About 100 days from now?
Yeah, he just learned it, like, I think it was like May 1st or something like that. So, yeah, it's
so
coming
up. Perry gave him a stay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, please. He said, oh, what I learned, actually, that Perry said he's for second chances, so it's time to prove it.
Yeah, it's time to
prove
it.
If we can start it now, it could be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Exactly.
Well, for us, it's really hard to understand also, because mostly, like in Switzerland, if you go for a crime, you take life, and life is 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, a lot would be out. So,
which is a hell of a penalty.
Yeah, that's a long... For us, I mean, we believe in second chances, actually. So.
Well, that's, you know...
Doesn't
the
work
prison
all
show
the
believes
time.
In second chances.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work all the time, but...
Well, we want to thank you both for coming in and taking
you.
Your time out of your trip and coming in to talk with the prison show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now the prison show would like to bring you I Believe.
Now, I want everybody to know that that, I believe, that tune right there, that piece of art, that work, is from T-Rock. And I know y'all up there in Livingston, I know y'all all know T-Rock. And this is what can be done with somebody's art. This is what Inmate Voices is all about. Life spark. Well, I tell you what, let me let Holly talk to you.
This is KPFT
Houston.
Jeez, Holly, your voice got deep.
Yeah, see what smoking does to you? Stay away from the cigarettes. All right, so I promised you the addresses where you can contact these ladies. Okay, so of course you can always contact us. We're at KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. Of course, you can always send us things, and we could send it on to Inmate Voices. Now, their website is www.inmatesvoices.com. That's www.inmatesvoices.com. Now, LifeSpark, which, of course, is the pen pal organization that's been running for 20 years that Inmate Voices comes out of, is www.lifespark.org. That's www.lifespark.org.